It's the Reader's Notebook for Monday, May 10th, 2021. On this date in 1940, the House of Commons, weary of the humiliation and disgrace that Great Britain had suffered as a result of the appeasement policy pursued by Conservative Prime Minister Neville Chamberlain, who had failed to halt Adolf Hitler's aggressive pursuit of a world war, cast him out in a no-confidence vote, and Winston Churchill, First Lord of the Admiralty, was summoned to Buckingham Palace and asked to form a new government by King George VI. In 1938, Chamberlain had signed the Munich Agreement with Hitler, giving the Sudetenland region of Czechoslovakia over to German conquest, but bringing, as Chamberlain hoped, peace in our time. In September 1939, that peace was shattered by Hitler's invasion of Poland. Chamberlain declared war against Germany, but during the next 8 months showed himself to be ill-equipped for the daunting task of saving Europe from Nazi conquest. After British forces failed to prevent the German occupation of Norway in April 1940, Chamberlain lost the support of many members of his own party. On May 10th, Hitler invaded the Low Countries, Belgium, Luxembourg, and the Netherlands, and France, and the same day Chamberlain formally lost the confidence of the House. Member of Parliament Leo Amery's remarks calling for an end to Chamberlain's leadership became one of the most famous speeches in parliamentary history. Amery began by criticizing the government's mishandling of the Norway campaign, especially their unpreparedness despite intelligence warning of likely German intervention. He used an analogy from his own experience which powerfully illustrated the government's lack of initiative. I remember that many years ago in East Africa, a young friend of mine went lion hunting. He secured a sleeping car on the railway and had it detached from the train at a siding near where he expected to find a certain man-eating lion. He went to rest and dream of hunting his lion in the morning. Unfortunately, the lion was out man-hunting that night. He clambered on to the rear of the car, scrambled open the sliding door, and ate my friend. And that, in brief, is the story of our situation in Norway. As tension increased in the House and Amery found himself speaking to a crescendo of applause, he widened his scope to criticize the government's whole conduct of the war. Somehow or other, he pleaded, we must get into this government men who can match our enemies in fighting spirit, in daring, in resolution, and in thirst for victory. We are fighting today for our lives, for our liberty. We cannot go on being led as we are. And then looking straight at Chamberlain, he added, this is what Oliver Cromwell said to the Long Parliament nearly 300 years ago when he thought it was no longer fit to conduct the affairs of the nation. You have sat too long here for any good you have been doing. Depart, I say, and let us have done with you. In the name of God, go. On May 13th, in his first speech before the House, Churchill declared, I have nothing to offer but blood, toil, tears, and sweat. In the first year of his administration, Britain stood alone against Nazi Germany, but Churchill promised his country and the world that the British people would never surrender. And they never did. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for May 10th, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.